Okay, I'm with Johnny Fox London, and we've just stepped out of seeing Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro, which is playing now at the Southwark Playhouse, and it's also having its European premiere. Now, John, what did you think of this? I thought this was a fascinating piece of history in the evolution of musical theatre, but it probably isn't to everyone's tastes.
I do think it's interesting, and I find it fascinating that it comes in the same vintage as Carousel and Oklahoma and State Fair, and yet it doesn't have the same texture as those shows, and that Rodgers and Hammerstein were clearly trying to do something different. You would say with the genre, I would say with the bits of material left over from making their more successful musicals. And the other thing I did like about it very much was although it starts, I think, with the birth of the hero character in 1905 and runs to about 1940, it has a lot of the staging texture of the 50s, both in Lee Proud's wonderful choreography, but also in things like, I felt there was a sort of nod to Thornton Wilder's Our Town in the way that the piece was set largely with characters standing around on ladders and things like that, and how the ensemble, the chorus, speak and sing so much of the narrative. And I find that very pleasing. But I didn't find it pleasing in the same way that I find the big-hearted musicals like Carousel, which is very operatic as well, and this isn't, and Oklahoma.
Yes, and I think even Hammerstein himself in later life thought it was a mistake to use the Greek chorus so much, particularly not giving them anything to sing, but, you know, that was the choice they made at the time. And so you're kind of left with this piece trying to wonder what to do with it. But having said that, I feel like it's a piece of theatre with music, more so than a musical theatre piece, if that makes sense. But I think
who was it once came out of something that she didn't enjoy very much? Some famous woman said, no, it's more of a play than a show.
But I actually really enjoyed it. But that's probably because I'm familiar with the score and familiar with its quirks. And for you, have you come out of the theatre humming anything?
Yeah, I think I've come out humming a bit of Carousel and a bit of Oklahoma and a bit of State Fair. But then that would be just a typical Wednesday night for me.
Yeah. So nothing really, nothing different from the evening.
Yes, I like I say, I found it enjoyable, and God knows, having sat through a week of rather strange musical offerings in Edinburgh, at least this has lots of the conventional form and structure that you appreciate. The other thing I want to say is, what is the curse of Southwark Playhouse that it produces show after show after show, which is really excellent, but they don't tend to travel on? Whereas just up the road in the Menier, almost all their shows transfer into the West End. You know, what's the missing link there?
Oh, I'm not sure we want to label it a curse. Maybe that will become theatre legend, but I must say, maybe it's because you can't get enough theatres or the economics of the piece. I must say, it's quite a brave piece to mount because it doesn't have an obvious link to why it's relevant today, I think. But actually, you could say, well, these themes about family, where you come from, you know, that's as relevant in any period, I suppose, as any. But there's no... while it was a groundbreaking piece of theatre in its day, perhaps what it serves to show is, do we actually see groundbreaking musical theatre today at all, coming new works? And having been at Edinburgh for a week, what would you say to that, John?
I'd say that there is one. There's one called Stop the Train.
Which just the one?
I only saw 18 shows, so maybe five of them were musicals, and four of them were not completely original. And that's one that's actually written by British composers and looked kind of nearly London ready. So yeah, things are being developed that aren't imports like some Jason Robert Brown or Irons and Flaherty or anything like that. They are written by British songwriters, which is very enterprising of them and promising. But I can't tie that together with Allegro. Why is it called Allegro?
Allegro, because there's a number in the second act where everything's about being fast and just, you know, relentless at that same speed, because that's the way you gloss over everything, I think.
Ah, right. Okay. I did hear them sing yada, 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 Allegro, yada, da, 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 Allegro. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And actually, on the point about singing, when there is some singing, it's absolutely fantastic, isn't it? And so is the dancing.
Yeah, there are some wonderful harmonies and, you know, everybody's a great triple threat. It's almost becoming boring that we say this, but that also brings me back to the point about, you know, when something is as good as this obviously is, why is there nowhere for it to go? I think actually it's to do with the size of theatres. I think people won't take a gamble on this show in a 1,000-seat house, and there's so little that's maybe smaller. 200 to 400-seater to which it could move.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a qualified rave, isn't it, for the show? So it's running over the summer, and I think it's well worth having a look at.
I'm sure you're a qualified raver.
Yeah, but that's another story.